You're listening to SBS News.
Another 10 people have died in Victoria with COVID-19 as the state recorded 1,069 new local cases. 579 people are in hospital with the virus, 90 are in intensive care, and 55 of those patients require ventilation. As Victoria's vaccination rate continues to rise, the daily case numbers have been trending downwards, and the number of people in hospital has been falling since late October. Premier Daniel Andrews says the state is progressing well overall.
We've got to keep test numbers up, and, you know, so far, so good. Things are going along okay, but I don't want to downplay the amount of pressure that's in the system.
New South Wales recorded 222 new COVID-19 cases and a further 4 fatalities. The ACT detected 18 new cases, and more than 95% of Canberrans aged 12 and older are fully immunised. Greater Darwin's so-called lockout will end at midnight as planned, despite a new COVID-19 case being recorded in the Northern Territory. The new infection is a 48-year-old man who's a household contact of the first case reported in Katherine. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the man's case isn't of concern as he's been fully vaccinated and has been in quarantine in the Howard Springs facility for the entirety of his infectious period. But he says a mask mandate will remain in place in Katherine and Darwin until 5 p.m. on Friday as a precaution.
In terms of rules around masks, they'll be the same for Darwin as they are for Katherine. You must wear a mask when you cannot physically distance yourself 1.5 metres from others. You must continue to keep wearing your mask in shops, in bars and in all public venues. Obviously, that's social distancing in mind. You can exercise a mask if you're able to do so at a safe distance of 1.5 metres. This includes at the gym. We are allowing indoor and outdoor sport to resume without the wearing of a mask.
People in Queensland will no longer need to wear face masks once 80% of the state's population has had a first dose. That's expected later this week. Queensland will drop restrictions on fully vaccinated people and businesses once 80% of eligible people are fully vaccinated. When the state hits that target, or by December 17, when the state opens its borders, businesses and hospitality venues will be able to operate without any restrictions, provided all staff and patrons are fully vaccinated. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says people want to be able to venture out, knowing that those around them are vaccinated.
I think people want to be able to go to a music festival or a stadium or a cafe or a restaurant and know the people who are around them are fully vaccinated and it's safe for their family to go to these venues. So it's really now the time, if you are not vaccinated, to go and speak to your GP about any issues you have or your pharmacist, and please go and get vaccinated, because these rules will come in on the 17th of December when we hit that 80% double dose. Now also, to protect the vulnerable, this is really important, only the vaccinated will be allowed to visit our hospitals, except in end-of-life and emergency situations.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, go to sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.